Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in
Yes, this is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee, with the seed of prosperity broadcast. It's a blessing to be on the air. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. It's a blessing to have you all tuning me in. Thank the Lord for you all. I thank God for you all. I don't take you all for granted. I thank God for those that tuning me in and want to tune me in and going to keep on tuning me in. Thank the Lord. Tell your friend, tell your neighbor, tell your enemy. Listen to the seed of prosperity broadcast. It comes on every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You can call if you have a guest call number. You can call in to the program, 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. And also, she have a post office box. Post office box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Post office box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Young don't give from Memphis, Tennessee. Thank the Lord. This is Palm Sunday. This is the Sunday before Easter. This is springtime now. Well, spring. This is springtime. Lord, you know, I always have lots of springtime. When time for the season, for the spring, time for spring to come, I always feel happy because it's a new beginning. It's get a new idea, a new way of doing things. You don't have to be all closed in, and you can spread your wings a little bit. You can go here and go there. You can look here and look there, and if you need to go places or something, you know, you don't have to be so, it won't be so cold. You know, you can go places, and those that have to catch the bus, they can catch the bus now. You know, it won't be so cold at the bus stop. Thank the Lord. Yeah, I think about the people that ride in the bus. Some of them never think about people riding the bus. It's springtime. One thing you have to worry about now, springtime, is later on, is the rain. We just had a bad storm. Friday night, and Sunday night. It was rough. But the Lord bless us to make it through. Praise the Lord. This is the Seed of Prosperity broadcast, bringing you to you the Seed of Prosperity. Evangelist Betty Harris. This is the season for new beginnings, new ideas, and new way of doing things. You know, you get your thinking cap on in the springtime. New ideas, things springing up, and some of those flowers that are coming up, they really do look pretty. They really do look pretty. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So that's what I'm dealing with, springtime, new beginnings. Have you thought of what you're going to do in springtime? You know, put up the old stuff you took out when you was when it's wintertime and everything in fall. Now it's springtime. Bring out the new spring stuff, new idea, new beginning, new way of doing things. Some of y'all got ideas. You want to do this, you want to do that since springtime has come. You want to do your flower beds and do your yards and stuff. Cut the grass, rake the leaves up. All that you do in springtime, getting ready and look pretty as the grass grow green on your yard or wherever. The flowers grow on your yard or on sometime on the side of the road. Wild flowers, I thank the Lord. Yes, this is the best better have. Talking about springtime, new beginning. Now, one thing I hate, and I didn't hate, but I never did, it was... I really just started liking fall. I used to hate when fall season, I used to hate it when fall season came around. Feel like everything is getting dead and, you know, just everything down and out, you know, you fall, everything dying. Springtime, everything looking up, looking up, looking up. Fall, and when fall season come, I said, ooh, I don't know, I used to have that sad feeling of me. Sad feeling over me. But just so recently as I got older for the last 2 years, and that's been a long time, I always used to have that sad feeling for fall. Because that's why I knew winter was coming, you all get your fires and, you know, burn your coal, burn your fireplace and stuff. But I always did like the Christmas season. I'm crazy about Christmas season. And on Christmas season, last year, a whole month just about, you know, put up the, I see the snow, you know, I hope I don't be in it, but I like to look at the snow and beautiful decorations and everything. Yep. But it's springtime. So listen to Betty Harris. And the songs that I'm playing on this radio station, I don't own the right. I do not own the right to them. I do not own the copyright to them. And I hope this program will be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. We don't have a son. We probably deal with a lot of stuff today. As the Lord said. The storm is over.
Tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain, tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel, I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
Hollered help, cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong wind.
And I heard a voice say,
storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can feel the sunshine. In the midst of my battle, all hope's gone.
With nowhere to turn,
downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hill and saw.
I can feel
heaven, yeah.
Yes, Lord, the storm is over. The storm is over. My Lord, my Lord. This is much better, Harry. But you see the prosperity broadcast. Yes, yes, yes. There's so much going on. Some of y'all got problems in your life. We all got problems. Look, you're not by yourself. We all got some type of problem. If you're young, if you're old, if you're man or female, if you're a girl or a boy, we got problems. Your problems are not like mine, are they? And my problems are not like yours, or are they? We got problems now. We got to turn it to the Lord. This is what you better have. Turn to the Lord. Give it to God. It's hard. We got to give this stuff to the Lord. You can't work it out. You can't even figure it out. It's our problem. I'm trying to work things out ourselves. This is springtime. Do things that we got to put down the old way, pick up the new way. You all been trying to do it your way. It has not come to pass. Now let's do the new way. Let's do the springtime way. New beginning, new idea, new way of doing things. Change your idea, change your mind, change your heart. Do a new thing. Let the Lord do a new thing in your life. This springtime, let it spring up. Let him do a new thing in you, a new thing. Give you new thoughts, new ideas. Name of Jesus, name of Jesus. Put down that old stuff. One is over. One is over until another year. One is over. The one thing for sure, one is over. I mean, the season of one is over. You might have, that doesn't mean you won't have many cold days. Maybe, you know, they're talking about blackberry weather, and sometimes when it's storm or rain, you get a little cool in the house. But the season for one is over. What the Bible says, so you don't know they said somebody, you know, you don't know the season of the year. It's time passing, we don't. But what the calendar said, one is over. It's springtime now. It's not summertime, it's springtime. Let us get busy. I'm going to read this scripture 17 and 14. Hear me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. That Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and the 14th verse. Okay, I'm going to read some healing scriptures. Healing scriptures. There's, you know, some things need scriptures. We need to keep on repeating the word. We read the scripture one time. We just read it till it get down in your spirit. God give you a word now. God give you a scripture to read. We get lazy. Tell you what to do. We don't do it. All right. Let me give you something here to tell it. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Ah. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me see. My Lord. These scriptures, you know, they want us to read. Some of these scriptures, Lord, give us as we read. We're supposed to read it continuously to keep your faith for healing. Hi. Oh, my Lord. They would live, but he had a terminal cancer, liver cancer, many years ago. She took them daily like medicine until every symptom was gone, and she still take them every day to maintain divine health. Scripture. My Lord, she read them continuously. From the King James Version of the Bible. Okay. Let me be. Oh, my Lord. Let me see. Exodus 15, chapter 26, verse. As thy diligent hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I'm the Lord that healeth thee. God wants to heal us. He wants to heal us. He wants to bless us. He wants to do a lot of things for us. But you know, we don't want to serve the Lord. We want to start an offense. We want to do what we want to do. That's what God wants us to do. But we want to do what he wants. We want to do what we want to do. I know I'm trying to get this, trying to get some things together. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Let's see right here. And Psalms, let me see, 107 and 20. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Okay. There's so many scriptures in the Bible about healing and blessing. Okay. Back through the 18th, second through the third verse. And behold, there came a leper and wished to him, saying, Lord, at thy will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. God can heal all kinds of diseases. They talk about this and that, but God healed all kinds of diseases. All kinds of problems. Okay. In Matthew, the 8th chapter, and the 16th and 7th verse, when he was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bare our sickness. Okay, Matthew 15, 30 and 31. And great multitude came on him, having with those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them, inasmuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, and the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorify the God of Israel. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. My God, my God. Multitude came to him. Matthew 15, 30 and 31. He healed them. My God. The dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorify the God God of Israel. Yeah, we serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. We don't know who, oh my Lord. We don't know who we're serving. My Lord, my Lord. God is a good God. Yes, he is. My Lord, I see 299. You want to speak and you just want to hold on. Praise the Lord. You want to speak and you want to listen. Glad to have you. Praise the Lord. Glad to have you tuning me in on this Sunday morning. We're going to play. Let me pray first. Let me pray before I play another song. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for the many blessings. I want to thank you for what you have done for me, what you are going to do for me. You see the people that are tuning me in, Father, people that listen, people that are having problems. Bless them, Lord. Heal their body, Father. Touch their body. Heal them, Lord. Whatever the problems are. Whatever the reason that they got these convictions, whatever the reason they're going through these different problems, give them an understanding. Give them an understanding. Touch their heart and their mind, Lord. Put love with that hatred in their heart. Put love. That hatred, people got hatred in their heart, Lord. Heal their heart, Lord. Heal in the name of Jesus. Heal in the name of Jesus. Come get the arthritis, the migraine headache. Oh, the loneliness. The loneliness. I come against the loneliness. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that suicidal spirit. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Set him free. Set him free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the mind. Touch the mind. In the name of Jesus, in the Lord with mental problem, I come against the mind, the spirit of mentality. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch, touch, back problems. Oh, arthritis. Oh, joints and problems. In the name of Jesus, sweating in the ankles, sweating in the legs, under the eyes, sweating in the hands. I come against that sweating in the name of Jesus. And I speak deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yeah, this is Ben. This is Evangelist Ben Harry. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for being here. We're going to have another son. Praise the Lord. Now come back, say a few words, and we're going to pray. We're going to pray on this broadcast. This broadcast is meant to be a broadcast of prayer. That's what it is. A broadcast of prayer. Pray. My Lord, the battle is not yours. The battle is not mine. That's a give it to the Lord. That's for you and that's for me too. Yeah, it is rough. Sometimes it's rough. Oh, but God got it all. My Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to play. Hey, this song will come on. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. Let me see about this. Oh, my. It's getting lifted. All right. Let me see. The battle is not ours, but the Lord. Now, you know what? On this broadcast, you know, we have technical difficulty. Let me see. Can I play this other song?
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering.
I should not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Oh, my God, my God. Here's some more scriptures, praise the Lord. Jeremiah 3:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord. My Lord. And Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou are my praise. God want to bless us. He want to heal us. He want to deliver us. But we got to just give it to him. You know, we think man can do more than God. We think man can do more than God. Well, God gave you 5 senses. Yes, he did. He did give you 5 senses and this and that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to turn these things to the Lord. The Lord is getting too heavy. The circumstances are getting too heavy, and we don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it, and we don't know when to do it. My Lord, my Lord. This is Evangelist Betty Harris to bring you to see the Prosperity Broadcast on top of Memphis, Tennessee. God is all I got to depend on. He's all I got. And the Lord does not do it for me. It can't be done. My Lord, my Lord. My God, my God. We're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, for the many blessings. I thank you, Lord. Those that are tuning me in, I thank you, Lord. You know what their problems are. You know what they're up against, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless that marriage. Tell me that marriage, Lord, where they've been hard, broken heart, shed of tears, bowed down head, raised a bowed down head, where there's been heart of stone, give heart of love. Make it holler, Jenny, in the name of Jesus. You brought them together, Lord. And Satan, take your hands out. Come out the midst of that marriage in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance in that marriage in the name of Jesus. Save those children. Save them, Lord. Save the children, Father. Touch the children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ah, glory, in the name of Jesus. Oh, go to the nursing home, Lord. Go to the nursing home, Lord. Touch those bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch those nurses, Father, in the name of Jesus, and doctors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that tend to the elderly people in the nursing home, heal. Oh, take the way the loneliness, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Those that have loved ones that have died, Lord, comfort their heart, Lord. Bring comfort to the heart, Father. Dry the tears, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, give comfort to the heart, Lord. Bring peace in that situation, Lord, for that confusion, Lord. Bring peace and bring harmony, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord, heal, touch. Oh, Lord, oh, Jesus, go in the neighborhood. Go in the neighborhood, they shooting, they killing. Oh, God, ah, yeah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, ah, nah. In the name of Jesus, go to the neighborhood, Lord. The neighborhood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring healing there. Bring deliverance there in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, move, Lord, in the different neighborhoods, Father. In the name of Jesus, on the sound of my voice, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, nah. Yes, Lord. Somebody's praying, Lord. They're praying for help. Send help. Lord, send your help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the hospital bed. The hospital bed, Lord. Heal and deliver. springs, oh God, through the aches and pain, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal the wound, the cut, Lord. Heal the cut, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Where they've been cut on, Lord. Heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal the knife wound. Ah, glory in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. The back problem, Lord. Ah, the knee problem, the hip problem. Hallelujah. People on dialysis, Lord. Heal, Lord. Hallelujah. Bring comfort to the soul in the night. Save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those on dialysis, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that need a heart transplant. Oh, God. Those that got heart murmuring in their heart. Oh, a pacemaker, Father, in their heart. Heal. Heal, 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 Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Move, Lord, move. On the sound of my voice, let the anointing go forth, Father. In the name of Jesus, there's so many needs. There's so many needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But you know every need. You know the name of the need. You know the problem, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know the ailment. You know the sickness, Lord. Here, you hadn't changed, Lord. You're the same today, yesterday, and you will be forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I pray. How? In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. God is good, God is good. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. Hey, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Let your will be done, Lord. Oh, name of Jesus. Yes, he's going to make a way. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jeremiah 11, 1 and 12. Then said the Lord to me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. This is Emancipated Heritage Radio City Prosperity Broadcast. This is a broadcast of prayer. Praise the Lord. This is a broadcast of prayer. Praise God. So many ailments, so many needs out there. And going over the airways, there's many needs. And those that tune in, you got a need too. You got something that the Lord that you want the Lord to do for you. You got pains in your body. Some of y'all got pains in your body. In the name of Jesus, yes, you do. You got pains in your body. Ah, you want to hit it in the same place in your body. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray right now. Yeah, we're going to, this is a prayer, and this is a broadcast of prayer. Hiya, glory, in the hot seat. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch the many bodies, Lord. The many bodies, Lord. Oh, they got symptoms in their body, Lord. They want healing to take place in their body. They are in pain right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch, Father, and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you can do it, Lord. I can stand on your word. Yes, you can heal. If they don't never get healed, you still can heal. In the name of Jesus, set them free, Lord. Set them free. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Let them feel your power. Let them feel your spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, move. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of them need a financial blessing. In the name of Jesus. Some of them haven't got their stimulus check yet. Let it come to them, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless them with jobs. Those that need jobs. Bless them with jobs, Father. In the name of Jesus. Some of them need transportation. Bless them with transportation, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heal and deliver, Lord. And set free, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All kind of sickness, Lord. Oh, God. Look down on my brother, Lord. Look down on my brother. He have an operation on his throat. Heal that throat, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch his throat, Lord. Save him in the name of Jesus. Touch his body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Let the horses leave. In the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Touch him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. All them tumors, all those fibrous tumors. In the name of Jesus, dissolve them. Dissolve those tumors, Lord. Those cancerous cells. Oh, dry it up, Father. Oh, cut the blood flow. Stop the blood flow to these tumors. To the tumors, Lord. Oh, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, Lord. I plead the blood, Lord. I plead the blood in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of them, they had foot problems. Ah, something wrong with the feet, Lord. Something wrong with the ankle, Lord. Something wrong with the back, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh. Yes, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Oh, massage the heart. Some of you got heart problems. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The breathing, the lungs. Get in the lungs, Lord. Breathe in the lungs, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch the lungs, Lord. Ah, will that breathing come forth? Will that breathing come forth? In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Hear the lungs. Hear the lungs, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hear the lungs, Lord. The eyes. Hallelujah. Hear the eyes and the ears and the mouth, Lord. Some of them have all problems, Lord, with the teeth and the gums, Lord. Ear problem in the last teeth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, come in the room. Where they are, come in the room, Lord. On the sound of my voice, Lord. Oh, as we go over the airways, Lord. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place. Oh, God, let peace come. Oh, let peace take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Where they're dicking and arguing and fussing and fighting and cussing one another, I come against that spirit, that violent spirit, in the name of Jesus. Or that domestic violence, that domestic violence, I come against it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring peace and harmony. pray peace and harmony in the name of Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those on the traveling on the highway, oh bless and shield and protect them, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh meet those financial needs, Lord. Yes, let them know you will make a way out of no way, and you can make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, we need you, we need you, we love you, we love you. Oh, I thank you in the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, Satan, take your hands off. I come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Allah, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Lord. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. God is good. God is good. Oh, my Lord.
I want you to know tonight that there is a fountain filled with blood. We put a little twist on this, but it says there is a fountain filled, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Beneath that flood,
lose all their guilty.
Say it like this. Say it again. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Yeah. As a sinner one day, I plunge beneath that flood. And I'm here to tell you, I lost all. They're guilty. You may ask me, who is he? He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. I'm talking about Jesus. He's the Holy One. And still today, if sinners will plunge beneath that flood, they'll lose all. On the day that Jesus was crucified, he was crucified between two thieves, and the writer said, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Oh yes. And my prayer is that there may I, even though I'm as sinful and vile, wash all my sin away. And he is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living. But the blessed hope is that on the other side, in a nobler and a sweeter song, I'll still lift my voice and sing thy power to save. He is the Son of the Living God, of the Living God. Christ, oh, Today, if you'll just trust and believe it.
One more time. Sinners who will plunge beneath.
To the saving power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, this is Evangelist Betty Harris bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. Y'all can call me. Y'all mean you want to call me? Call me. You want a special prayer on the line right now? You want prayer? You can call this number. My guest called in. Number is 347-850-1971. Get your pen and your paper. 347-850-1971. Call in. If you want prayer, if you just want to say something. Just call in and this is my call in number. You lie when you this show is coming to you live from Memphis, Tennessee. What you hear is what you hear. That's all that Jackson said, so I had to be careful what I said. I want the Holy Ghost to speak to me. And what you hear is what you hear. I can't take it back. It's live. Oh, right now it's live. Oh, Jesus. In my 10th chapter and the 27th verse. And Jesus looking unto them saying, with men it is impossible, but not with God. But with God, all things are possible. Say, Mark, the 10th chapter and the 27th verse. And Jesus looking unto them, saying, with men it is impossible, but not with God. But with God, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. With man, you know, we say everything. Say, I don't see no way. Well, you know, I don't see no way. I don't see how. It can be a sickness, it can be whatever. But yeah, how you gonna do all that? Yeah, I don't know how you can do all that. No, it's not for you to see. It's not for you to see. That's the problem. You kind of see. With man is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. All is in all things. All things not possible with you. But with God, all things, all things, all things are possible. So, you know, we can lean in the tent and we can stretch out on that. We can hold on to that. All things are possible. What you got before the Lord? You thinking, oh, this can't be done. No, not with you, not with man. But with God, all things, that's our problem. We got, you're not God. We let flesh dictate to us our own mind. I don't see how that'll work out. I don't see how you can put this together, that together, and this and that. No, it's not for you to see. No, you don't see. If you can see everything, What you gonna be above God? You know, God does the miraculous. He does the impossible. Oh, nothing. You know, we got to lean and depend on Him. We always lead us to our understanding. That's our problem. God wanted to move us out and move us up, but we still down here. You know, on our human level, we got to come up. God wants us to come up. That's why, come up to get the blessing. Come up. Got to move on upstairs. Come on up here. We're too low. Some of us too low. We're too low. Our mind's too low. So, you know, you can hear some people that talk down all the time. Well, you know, so-and-so. Look, I don't want you to talk down to me. I don't care how it seems impossible for man, what you don't see. Don't talk. I don't want people to talk around me talking negative things around me. Nuh-uh. I don't care. Why can't you speak positive things instead of speaking negative things? Well, you know, God gave us 5 cents. Yes, but you don't have to speak it. Your words carry a weight. It carry power. What you speak, you're going to get. Why not speak things of the Lord? Why not speak things of the Lord? You know, that's the devil making us say, well, where the truth is the truth. Look, speak things of God. Things that are going to elevate people. Things that are going to uplift your faith and uplift your understanding where you can reach up. Sometimes people can see things and make you, where you be down in the dump and your faith be down and then your morale be down. But they can say things and speak things so positively to you that you reach up. And sometimes people talk so negatively to you that, you know, you just get further and further. Uh-uh. Don't let people bring doubt and things to your mind, negativism. Forget that. Uh-uh. No, they're of the devil. Speak things of the Lord. Speak things of life. I don't get it. Whatever. If you don't see it, you're not supposed to see it anyway. If you don't see it, speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak the truth. Speak it. Speak it. Oh, we like to talk down. Well, you know, well, you right here. No, you're not right here. Get out of my face. I don't want to hear it. Uh-uh. And sometimes we need to pull ourselves back from people that are always speaking doubt. I don't care if that's your mama. Pull back. Pull back. If they're always talking negative to you, pull back now. So you know what? When we have to face the Lord, we're going to face God by ourselves. We're not going to have mama on one side and dad or sister on the other. No, just you and Jesus. So you better learn right now to get the things of the Lord. Mama not always right. Yeah, you love your mama, but mothers are not always right when it comes to things of the Lord. Well, no, no. Sometimes they don't understand themselves. It's too deep for them sometimes. Ooh, I don't think. And sometimes talk to your other sisters or brothers. Well, you know, so and so. But you know, I don't think this gonna happen. But see, See, but you know, you pull back. I didn't say you stop seeing them, stop talking to them, but you pull back. You don't listen to them, you pull back. Telling you true. There's some of these missionaries. Sometimes they talk doubt, and they don't see it. Sometimes those seasoned missionaries and deacons and pastors, they don't see it. Sometimes it's too deep for them. Don't you know that? God gave you something that's deep, and he done told you this and that, but they don't see it in their own mind. They don't see it. But we got to reach up and get the things that God is sharing us and dealing with us about. It's you and Jesus. He doesn't tell the whole world. He talks to you. You by yourself, you. You got to realize he told you that. He told you that, not them, not him, not they, not them. Get sick of that. I know I've been through that. Get sick of that. God, I know what God told me to do. I know what he said. I know I heard his voice. I heard him. If I die to my grave, I heard him. I take it to my grave. I heard him. And some of y'all have heard the same thing. You heard the Lord. You heard the words he told you. You heard it. You heard it just as plain as day. You heard it. And you let man take it away from you. Well, you know, but maybe God didn't tell me that. You know what? If he told you, okay, and you know you're not for sure, asking him for the confirmation. Or one thing by the Lord, he will give you confirmation. He will give you a sign. Lord, did you say that? Lord, you let me know. Ask him for a confirmation. Ask him, that's enough for confirmation. Lord, I don't understand what you told me. I don't understand the vision. It's making plain to me. Yes, he will. The Lord will make it plain to you. If you tell him, Lord, I don't understand what you're telling me. I don't understand how this is going to work. Make it plain to me. Let it make it plain so I know it really was your voice, Lord. I need to know it was you that telling me. Oh, God will come to your rescue. If God said it, if he told you, oh, he's going to come to your rescue. He's going to give you another word. He's going to give you another word, another sign, another wretched. What? He's going to give it to you. Our problem, the Lord is speaking to people. And because other folks don't see it, he didn't tell them. He told you. They would take it from you. They would steal it from you. They would steal the blessing of the Lord from you if you let them. You had to stand on what he told you. You, not me, what he told you. My Lord. Yes, and you got me stirred up on that one now. I know. What he told you, what did he tell you? This is springtime. You know, honey, getting this is new flowers, new beginning, new soil, new flowers. Clean it up, clean out the old stuff, bring the new stuff in, washing windows and putting up new curtains. And sometimes some of y'all, you know, got a little money to hire some of y'all. You get new cabins. You get new furniture. It's springtime. My Lord. Don't you know it's springtime for us, too, in the Word? Springtime for God's people to get in Jesus like never before. Do a new thing. The Lord, do a new thing in me. This is springtime. Do a new thing in me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Life is something else. Hear me that. Life is something else. You got to get in the Lord. There ain't no plaything around here. Life is serious. Serious business. My Lord, the devil don't care nothing about us. You and me. The devil don't care nothing about you and me neither. My Lord, you got to beat the devil across his head. See the blood of Jesus and put scriptures on him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What's it saying? Jesus looking upon them saying, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. St. Mark 10:27. Read it. My Lord. Read scripture, my Lord. The devil don't want you to get God's blessing. Oh, my Lord. Okay. And at the fifth chapter in the sixth verse, in the 16th verse, there came also a multitude out of the city, round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they would heal everyone. Don't just tell me about the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. God is awesome. The Spirit of the Lord is awesome. The Spirit of the Lord is awesome. We got to catch a hold to him. Catch a hold to him. He's playing church. This serious business. Get down on that devil. And get mad. Angry with that devil. He angry with you. Show no. Will tomorrow
I know, but tomorrow.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, my God. My Lord, my Lord. This is Magic Bed of Heaven. When you see the prosperity broadcast, it's a broadcast of prayers. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you the truth. Yes, we're going to pray. I'm saying God is all I got.
I know there's nobody but Jesus.
All about
He knows how to handle every situation.
All you have to do is humble yourself right now and just go.
Sometimes you can't get on your knees because your old knees. You can't get down there. Sit down in the chair. Sit down on the couch. But find your altar, whatever the altar is. Find it and find that altar. Tell God about it. Get that altar. Get that. Find your altar. My Lord. Yeah, it's the altar. The altar's the altar. You know, you can feel yourself at the altar just crying out to the Lord and just reaching up to God. Because you know he able. To do. He able. My Lord, he wants us to cry out. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to come to him because he's our Father. He wants us to come to him. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Long time ago, so something God tell you things and you know you forget. You know you forget. He said, come to me when they do. So you come to me when they do you wrong. He told me, just come to me. Tell me about it. Come to me. Go there. been a long time since I thought about this. He said, talk to me. You know, people walk over you. They think they're doing something smart, you know, walk over you, do you any kind of way. He said, just come tell me about it. Tell me about it. My God, my God. Yeah, tell me about it. He just brought that to me on this broadcast. I mean, he reminded me of what he told me years ago. Tell me about it. They do you wrong, just tell me about it. And you know what? And that's what we need to do, don't we? When God, somebody has done you wrong, tell Jesus about it. Tell God about it. Don't have to fight about it. Tell God about it. That's what we need to do. Tell God about it. Yeah, people have done you wrong. Tell God about it. When you tell him about it and leave it alone and go about your business, I guarantee you, He got it. My Lord, my Lord. This is Benjamin Harris, because you're from Memphis, Tennessee, bringing you to see the prosperity broadcast, a broadcast of prayer. I don't know, broadcast of prayer. Yeah, you want this broadcast? A praying broadcast. Pray. My God, pray. Pray for the people. My Lord, my Lord. Don't leave a stone unturned. Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I don't know why you gave it to me, Lord. I don't know why you gave this broadcast to me, Lord. I just don't know why. I'm nobody. It shocked me when you gave it to me, Father, in the name of Jesus. But I thank you, Lord. I want to do what you want me to do with it. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. You want me to reach heaven with this prayer to hear the people. You want me to reach up? Oh, high, reach up. Oh, for this broadcast, Lord. Take me higher than you with this broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, so many people out there that's sick in their body. They've been ruining. Some men have been crying from the childhood on up, Lord. They've been misused. And some of them can't give it up. They mind. They've been misused from a child. And, Lord, they hurt it down in them. Oh, Lord, let them be able to give their hurt up, Father. In the name of Jesus, because there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you to do. In the name of Jesus. They'll be able to give it to you, Lord. They heard it. They've been wounded. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They haven't been able to release it, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let them know. Give it to you. Give it to you. In the name of Jesus. Touch their heart. Touch their mind. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. People with stomach problems, in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure. Oh, high blood pressure all over. High blood pressure. Oh, regulate the pressure, Lord. Migraine headache. Regulate the headache, whatever the reason and cause. High blood pressure. Acid reflux. Oh, God. Digestion system having a problem. Lord, heal. Heal, heal, heal. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, set out the riders, rheumatoid out the riders. In the name of Jesus, bursitis, oh, Father. In the name of Jesus, joint problems, oh, God. Name of Jesus, stiffness, every time it rains, get about to get cold or rain, the joints hurt, Father. Heal those joints, inflammation in the joints. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, heal. Oh, give me the word to say, how to pray. How to pray the different prayer that it needs to be done, it needs to be heard. Oh, God, let them hear this broadcast, Lord. Heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way, in the name of Jesus. Dry the tears from my eyes, in the name of Jesus. Raise down the bowed down head, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in your name, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, good. Got to give it to the Lord. Got to give it to the Lord. My Lord. So much. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Oh, yesterday.
I how much more I can take. See, I decided that I cried my last tears yesterday. Either I'm gonna trust you, or I may as well walk away. Don't make it better, no way. See, I decided that I cried my last tears yesterday. Yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Yesterday.
I like this song. Well, I like a lot of these songs. Since you try, I might be, keep on saying it over and over again, but I never know who tuned me in. Y'all said that tear dried those eyes. You said your last tear yesterday. You just dried your eyes. This is a new beginning. This is springtime. Going up the King's Highway. Honey, leave it at your feet. In the name of Jesus, and go up. You done cried long enough. Give it every day. You shouldn't have been crying that long, because you should have given it to the Lord. Give it, honey. Give it to the Lord and leave it alone. Yesterday was yesterday, and today is today, and tomorrow is tomorrow. Okay, let us get this thing together. You ain't doing nothing but make yourself sick. That's all. Making everybody around you miserable. crying about the same thing. No, he gone. He won't come back. And some of them are coming back. Yes, she gone, and she won't come back. And sometimes they are. They will come back. Oh, God. And most times we're crying over some man or some woman. Most times we're crying over some man or some woman. Now, that's how I know we cry on a lot of things, but in most of the time, the number one thing is either a man or else it's a woman. Now that's what I'm putting out there. You keep crying on the same old spilled milk. The bucket been kicked over. The milk been spilled. Now what you gonna do? Try to wipe it up? You better let it dry and go about your business. Get your mop and some clean water and soap and water and wash it up and go about your business. Get a clean, fresh air. Clean what? Clean docket. Get a clean docket. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that. Oh, talk smart if you want it and have an attitude if you want it. Yeah, that's what you're crying out. That's some man, some woman. Number one. Now you're crying about other things too. But look, whatever it is, yesterday should be your last day crying. Give it to the Lord. Well, give it to the Lord and go up the King Highway. Because you know what? You're not looking good now. You're not looking good. You go on that for male or female. Give it to the Lord. Go and skip on up the road. Just skip on up the road and praise the Lord. Yeah, a hurt is a hurt. Yes, it is. A hurt is a hurt. We got to get a hurt to the Lord. So we can't do, what can we do about it? We can't do anything. If God did not hear the hurt, who else can hear it? Let's be for real. You get tired of the same old all the time. You get tired. Sometimes you just get tired of stuff. Just get fed up. My God. Just get fed up. My Lord. Yes, you do. We said, Lord, sometimes you tell Lord you're tired. I tell Lord tired. I told Lord something. Lord, I'm just tired because I'm tired of working. I'm tired of working, y'all. I am tired. Excuse me. I am tired of working. Lord, I'm tired of working. Now, who else can I tell it to? I tell the Lord, Lord, I'm tired of work. And he's going to back away from me where he can work this thing out. I am tired of working. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have to give it to the Lord. You know, when you're tired, God will make a way. You know, we leave to our own human nature. We know we still be doing this, doing that. But when you tell the Lord you tired, give it to him. Oh.
Bye.
yourself loose. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have to shake yourself loose in the name of Jesus. Shake it loose. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Yes, we have to give it to the Lord. Just lose ourselves in the, lose ourselves. Just shake ourselves loose. Sometimes we got to get crazy with it. Have a crazy praise. Just get loose by yourself. Just you and Jesus. It's the best time. I tell you too. When you get you and Jesus together, it's awesome. It's awesome. And give yourself to the Lord. It's awesome. My dad, that's how God speaks to some of us, is we steal away with the Lord. Steal away. God deal with us and talk to us. That's why people don't understand. When you come out and say, well, the Lord showed me this and the Lord told me this. They don't understand. But see, you've been with Jesus. They haven't been with Jesus. They need to be with Jesus. And God will talk to them too. If you get with Jesus, God will talk to you now. Steal away with the Lord. Keep on stealing, but God will talk to you. Yes, he will. God sure will talk to you. Uh-huh. And if the Lord hadn't talked to you, you just steal away. Keep on stealing. Just you and Jesus. Mm. You'd be surprised what he doesn't show you and what he won't tell you. Mm-hmm. Then what he wants us to do is steal away. Just you and me. Just you and me. No. Yeah. Sometimes we don't have time. We don't take the time. Too busy. Now, you too busy, but you're not too busy for the devil. But you're too busy for still away with the Lord. You're too busy. You want God to use you. You got to spend some time with the Lord. See what God can do. You got to spend some, what they said, quality time with the Lord. And he would tell you, he would deal with you. He would show you things. He would talk to you. Sure will. Keep on stealing away. How you think people, you're going to steal away one time. You want God to give you all this stuff. All revelation, all way of doing this, all way of doing that. No, you got to keep stealing away, just you and Jesus. Just you and Jesus. Got to spend some quality time, just you and Jesus. That was making the people so angry. You spend that quality time with the Lord, and then when the Lord bring you forth. So wait a minute. Whoa, where this come from? I don't know. He had that in him, or she had that in him. The Lord bring you forth. They be amazed. Because but see, they don't know you've been with the Lord. You've been with the Lord. God will reward you openly. Just sit away in your prayer closet and sit away in that quiet place. Well, one man, I forgot his name. Which one was the famous bachelor? Say he get under him a tree, go outside and get on a tree and pray and cry out to the Lord, and God used him mightily. My Lord, use him mightily. Steal away. That's what God can use people. They're not stealing away. They keep up a lot of mess. They're not stealing away with the Lord. And you know what I'm saying? If these leaders would steal away, these preachers and evangelists and prophets and apostles, steal away with the Lord, they wouldn't be as bad as they are. You're not stealing away. Because you and Jesus cry out to the Lord. You're not spending time with the Lord. Lord knows you're not. You know, one thing about it, you got dollar on your mind. Dollar, you said you have dollar on your mind, dollar on your brain, dollar in your eyes. They just came to me. And I'm telling you, too, that's all you think about, a dollar. Dollar in your mind, dollar in your eyes. What is it? Dollar, that's all you think about, dollar. Whoa, my Lord, God is good, God is good. Yes, he is, yes, it is. This is Betty Harris, bring you to see the prosperity broadcast. Betty Harris, bring you to see the prosperity. This is a broadcast of prayer. If you want to hear some prayer, keep on tuning in and tell people about the see the prosperity broadcast. Oh, yes, we're going to pray. Yeah, we're going to pray on this broadcast. Mm-mm. Yeah. We're going to pray. Give God the glory. Get God's glory. Yes. That's all I got. You know, when you're not in no special clique and you're not listening, you don't get an opportunity. You don't get an opportunity to do a lot of things. One man told me, make your own engagement. You know, they get smart with you. People get smart with you. You don't know what, you know, you say, what, so-and-so? Make your own engagement. So, that's what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. Okay, and do Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 39th verse. See now that I myself am he. There is no God beside me. I put to death and I bring to life. I have wounded and I will heal. And no one can deliver out of my hand. My Lord, just Lord, keep on bringing this Jeremiah 3:17. For I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declared the Lord. I've been reading that one or two times on this broadcast. Okay, this is our favorite. This is a famous one. Second Chronicles 7:14-15 verse. And my people who are called by my name to humble themselves. See, we don't humble ourselves. See, that was, you know, I just told you a few minutes ago, you don't steal away with the Lord. And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I would hear from heaven and I would forgive their sins and would heal their land. Okay. Now my eyes would be opened, my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. 2 Chronicles 7:14-15. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, said the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17. You get real with the Lord, hallelujah. He will get real with you. We're not getting real with him. Our problem, look, it's our problem. We're not doing what we're supposed to do. God is there God is here to do in the bless. We're not doing our part. We're trying to offend. God know when you're playing church. We're playing church. Playing church. We're not getting serious. We're playing church. Ought to be praying, meeting, crying out to the Lord. And you wonder, where's Sister So-and-so? Where Brother So-and-so? They in the prayer room. Don't come out no 30 minutes prayer. Stay down there. Said the Holy Ghost come in. My Lord. I know God would do it for you. I just got to go. But, you know, people, you know, God, you know, that would step in. And I don't know why, but, you know, when you, and yeah, I don't know, that was what I'm saying, that would step in. And I was in my other church, when we was at another church, another location, let me say. You know, I used to, because God had dealt with me by prayer. I always had dealt with me by prayer. So after service, after Sunday school, I used to go in the prayer room and pray. The devil sure broke that they're just out of heaven, and like they had to have the meeting in prayer room. Oh, I said, can't they go somewhere else to have that meeting? I mean, just before the service. You know what I'm talking about. Who going to hold the post or who going to do this. And get for a few minutes and give myself a little popcorn prayer and then, and get out. And I said, Lord, look here. Joe did. They broke that up. I said, why they have to come in and, you know, pray room for to be where people can come if they want to steal away with the Lord for a few minutes and talk to the Lord. They ought to be able to do it without the urge to having that meeting. In that prayer room. Can you get another room to have your meeting in? A few minutes before service? I tell you to. See, you can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. I know how the church folks do you. Shoot. You're trying to pray, honey. They put all stomach blocks in your way to church people. And you know, you say somebody, you rebel. See, that's wrong. It's rough. I'm telling you. The enemy get in your church. The enemy get in. You try to have a prayer meeting, and they have all kind of meetings. And then I just saw everything and all the meetings where we go to the prayer room. What? Stay out of that prayer room unless you want to pray. I just said that. Stay out of that prayer room unless you want to pray. Have all these devils meeting in the prayer room. Folks are even coming in to pray, get burned, they want to pray for a few minutes, just talk to the Lord and cry out to the Lord for a few minutes. And you can't, they can't even do that because they're having all kinds of meetings in the prayer room. Yeah, I can talk about it now. I can tell you nothing about it. I got my own broadcast. Yeah, sure do. I'll tell you too. Yeah, but you know when God want to use you, when God want to use you and press you, the enemy slap you all upside the head, all kinds of ways. all kinds of ways when y'all want to use you in prayer. Yes, he does. You look for it. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Till you keep on. The Lord starts showing you and bring you out before the people. Now, look at here. I don't tell you how many people listen to me now. I don't know who listened to me, but somebody listened to me. Somebody. And this is my 200, and I know the 201 episode I've done. Now, of the 201, and each one I've done, I at least pray at least one time, at least two times. Been on there, and then I've been on air 200 times. What does it mean? I done prayed, 400 times. Shoot. Or more. I don't play. Don't play with me. Nah. I'm getting me stirred up. You right. When you stir me up, I get in my prayer closet. Cry out to the Lord. Show enough. Just him and just me and Jesus. You have to do it. But we walk through. They walk you. They will walk you. On your job, in your church. They will walk you. Do you any kind of way? I had to sit away with the Lord, tell God about it. Sit back and see the salvation of the Lord. Yes, you do. Yes, you have to do it. Yeah. Yes, you got to do it. No, if you don't want to set them out. You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. God has to tell you, that's all right. Let me handle it. You got to do it when you do it God's way. God tell you, hold your peace. That's all right. I got it. You're going about your business. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think they're getting away with stuff. Sometimes people do you wrong, think they're getting away. They're not getting away. God said, that's all right. I got it. Leave it alone. I got it. Yeah. Prayer closet in that room or wherever, by the side of that bed, by the side of that couch, and tell God about it and talk to the Lord. Yeah. God, take you higher and higher. Ooh. How you think I got this broadcast? It wasn't on the fly, Betty. I paid my dues. Through seeking the Lord, I paid my dues. Nobody gave me nothing. I paid my dues, and the Lord dropping in my lap. Uh-huh. Get you one. He dropped in my lap. Uh-huh. And after 200 some time, my Lord. See, I was on the other radio station for 8 years. Shoot. Uh-huh. The word been out. I mean, you know, word been out in the spirit. It been a spiritual thing. It been a spiritual walk. It been a spiritual walk. Don't know. Only time will tell. When I get to heaven, when I get to heaven, only time will tell how many souls were saved, how many people was here. Only time will tell. This broadcast. People might think it's nothing. But you know, when you pray, people need help. They need help. How many people been praying for? Where can you go now for prayer? Who can you tell, pray for me? They'd be glad to have somebody on the air to pray. When the ones that really find out, sometimes they be switching channels and see that. Let me see what so-and-so. Let me see what this is all about. And that person on there praying, and you know you, and everything, and the thing they praying for, that's what you need prayer for. That's where the Holy Ghost works. I don't know what you need, but the Holy Ghost knows what you need. Holy Ghost knows what you need. He knows what you need. My Lord. And we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I didn't know what all I was going to say, Lord, but I thank you. You give me things to say. I thank you, Lord. I didn't know what I was going to say, but I thank you for the word. Oh, Lord. That came out of my mouth under none of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord. That's the people that tuned me in and listened to me. Those in thy need, they need your blessing. They need your healing. They need healing. They need deliverance, Lord. Our family needs to be delivered. Mama's sick. Daddy's sick. Children's sick. Oh, Jesus. Heal and deliver. The whole family's sick. Oh, God. Heal, Father. Touch. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spirit not like you. Say to me, I come against in the name of Jesus. Say to every spirit, they're not like the Lord. You come out, got to come out. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off of God's property. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let them feel you. oh, moon on this broadcast. Bless this broadcast. Anoint this broadcast. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing take over. Let the anointing take over, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bring peace and harmony where there's been confusion, Father. Name of Jesus. Neighborhood. Oh, and these shopping malls and shopping centers. Bless and deliver, Lord. Oh, this drive-by shooting that comes against that violent spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The neighborhood, the drug dealers. Save the drug dealers, Father. In the name of Jesus. Save the drug dealers. Save the pimps, Father. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Save them, Lord. Oh, God. Turn the prostitute around. Change her heart. Give her the change her desire to even want to be a prostitute. Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take the taste of nicotine out of the people's mouths and the taste of the nicotine out of the mouth where they want cigarettes, Father. In the name of Jesus. I come with the alcohol spirit. They want alcohol. In the name of the very taker, alcohol. Take the desire to even want alcohol in the name of Jesus. Take the desire to even want the gamma in the name of Jesus. Under the sound of my voice, Lord, let your anointing flow over this airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let these dads take care of the children in the name of Jesus. Give jobs. Give jobs. Save homes, Lord. He's about to be put out the apartment, put out the home, Father, foreclosure on the home, Lord. Get in the midst of that situation, Father. Make a way out of no way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, dry the tears, Lord. Work a miracle, supernatural miracle, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. About to lose their home, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't know where to go, Lord. In the see. In the name of Jesus. Intervene, Lord. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. They're going through, Lord. They're going through. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. We need you, Lord. In the house, see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move on this broadcast. Anoint this broadcast, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch hearts. Touch hearts, Lord. In the house, see. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Adahasi. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch the people's hearts, Lord. Touch their minds. Same, Lord. Heal the wounds, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nah. Things that have been broken, put back together again. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God is good. God is good. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. That's powerful.
Now tell me what can wash away my sins. I know that it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And what the reason I say, oh, bless the
flow,
it's the flow that makes me wise.
Jesus.
That makes me wise.
I thank you 111. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for you all tuning me in for this broadcast. Those that want to call in, 347-850-1971. Want to call into the broadcast. Don't have a few minutes. I don't have a few more minutes before I go off the air. It's live. You can write to Evangelist Betty Harris, post office box 75106-03, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Yes, tell everybody about this. Tell people about this broadcast. It's a prayer broadcast. Pray, you want prayer? Just call in. Just tune into this broadcast. And some of these prayers are going to hit you. Some of these prayers I'm praying, it's going to hit your condition. All I don't know about it. The Lord know about it. And then as the anointing is going forth, reach up and get your blessing. Reach up and get your blessing. As the Spirit of the Lord is going by you, reach up and get your healing. Reach up and get your deliverance. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God knows special persons. The anointing hit every, he know what, he know who to hit and who not to hit. He know where to hit and where not to hit. The Holy Ghost is awesome. The Holy Ghost is awesome. It's the anointing that break the yoke. It's the anointing that break the yoke. My Lord, my Lord. And man can't do nothing about God anointing. Hey, when it come forth, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It's prayer time. My God, my God. People going through what they're going through. Yes, they're going through. Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, I'm going to pray. Oh, God. Won't the Lord take me higher in prayer on this broadcast? Higher. My God. Thank the Lord. Yes. Yes, I'm going off the air in but a few minutes. Praise the Lord, I got left. Oh, but I'm so glad to be in the land of living. Hallelujah. Yes, let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. As I go off the air, touch the people's heart, their mind, their body, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place under the sound of my voice, Father. Let healing take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't leave a stone unturned, Lord. Whatever the reason, whatever the cause, what they're going through, Lord, intervene, Holy Spirit, intervene. And they be had. Bring no marriages. Bring no children. And all again, Father, in the name of Jesus. Save these loved ones. Save these children, Lord. Save them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Name of Jesus. This virus going around. Heal them. Heal, Lord. Bring healing. Bring healing in the land. Bring healing in the land, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring healing in the neighborhood. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your angels. Of protection around the people, your people. You got people in the ghetto. You got people in these bad neighborhoods. Oh, touch them, heal and protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Meet those financial needs, Father. Meet the financial needs in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give transportation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give transportation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done in the light. Save, Lord, save and fill with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place, Father. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. God is good. God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Tune in next week in the name of Jesus. And this is the Seed of Prosperity, Matthew, Ben, and Harry, signing off for this evening. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless the people that tune in, Lord. Bless the people that phone number coming on this switchboard. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.